नमः ॐ विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भाष्यचारिणे.
What follows consists of excerpts from the fifth chapter of Sri Brahma Samhita by Lord Brahma. Translations by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Ishwarak Paramak Krishnak Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam.
Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all, but he has no origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes.
Chindamani pakadasadna sukalpa vriksha lakshavatesha sudhira vipaliyantam Lakshmi sahasra shata sambhama sevyamanam govindamari purushang tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, the first progenitor, who is tending cows, yielding all desires in abodes built with spiritual gems, and who is surrounded by millions of purpose trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune.
Venum kananta madavinda dalaya taksham bharhavatam samasitam budasundaranga kandapakotikamaniya visheshishobham govindamadi purushang tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is adept at playing on his flute, who has eyes like blooming lotus petals, whose head is bedecked with a peacock's feather, who has a figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and whose unique loveliness is charming millions of cupids.
Alo the chandra kala sadvana malya vanshi ratnangadang panayakele kalavalasam Shyamanti bonga lalitam niyata prakasham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, around whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers beautified by the moon locket. His two hands are adorned with a flute and jeweled ornaments. He always revels in pastimes of love, and his graceful threefold bending form of Shyama Sundar is eternally manifest.
Anga niyasa sakalendriya vritta monti pashanti panti kalayanti charanja ganti ananda chinmaya sarunjula vigrahasya govindamadi purushang tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who eternally sees, maintains, and manifests infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. His transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, and substantiality, and is thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in itself the full-fledged functions of all the organs.
Advaita-macchutam-anadam-anantarupam Adyam-purana-purushan-navayovanankha Vereshudala bhamadala bhamatma bhakto govindamadi purushan tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but who is obtainable by pure unalloyed devotion of the soul. He is one without a second, not subject to decay, and without a beginning. His form is endless. He is the beginning of all, and he is the eternal Purusha. Yet he is a person possessing the beauty of blooming youth. Tandhastu koti shatavatsada samragamyo vayo rathapi manaso munipungavana. Sopyasyat papadasinya vachintita pre govindamadi purushan tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Only the tips of the toes of whose lotus feet are approached by the yogis, who aspire after the transcendental and betake themselves to pranayama by drilling the respiration, and by the jnanis, who try to search out the non-differentiated Brahman by the process of elimination of the mundane, extending over thousands of millions of years.
Ekopisodh chayatum jagadanda kotin yakshaktirasti jagadanda chayayaranta undantarasta panamana chayantarastam govindamadi purushan tamaham bhajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is an undifferentiated entity, as there is no distinction between the potency and the possessor thereof. In his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable from him himself. All the universes exist in him, and at the same time he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the universes. Such is the primeval Lord whom I adore.
Yadnava bhava didiho manojastataiva samtraparupa mahimasana jnana bhusha Suktayameva nagamappatitaistu vanti govindamadi purushan tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, in whose praise men who are imbued with devotion sing the mantra suktas contained in the Vedas, thereby gaining their appropriate beauty, greatness, thrones, conveyances, and ornaments.
Ananda chinmaya dasat pratibhavidhavisthavi yaheva nijarupatayakalabhi Goloka eva nivasatta filatma bhuto govindamadi purushan tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who, while residing in everyone's heart as the Supersoul, also resides in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure, and who embodies the ecstatic potency of Ladini. Their companions are her confidants, who are extensions of her bodily form, and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa.
Premandanatcharita bhaktivalochanena santaksadaivadidiheshuvalokayanti Yam shyama sundara dhammachintu guna swarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is shyama sundara, Krishna himself, who has inconceivable, innumerable attributes, and whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love.
Rama dimuti shukalani yamena tishtan nana avatara makaron bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam samavavat paramakpo manyo govindamadi purushan tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who manifests himself personally as Krishna and also as the many various incarnations in this world in the forms of Rama, Nrsimha, Vamana, etc., who are his subjective portions.
Yasya prabhapa bhavato jagadanda koti koti shasesa vasudhari vibhuti vinnam Dhadbrahma nishkalam anandam ashesa bhutam govindamadi purushan tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions and millions of universes.
Maya hi yassa jagadanna shatani sute tragunnitan vishaya veda vitayamana Satvavalambipadasattva-vishuddha-sattvam Govindamadipurushan tamaham vijami.
I worship Govinda, the Prani, the Lord, who is the absolute substantive principle, being the ultimate entity in the form of the support of all existence. His external potency embodies the threefold mundane qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance, and he diffuses the Vedic knowledge regarding the mundane world.
Ananda chinna yadasatmata yamanaksu yakpaninam patipalam smadatam apetya lilahitina bhuvananija yatya jasam govindamadi purushan tamaham vijami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose glory ever triumphantly dominates the mundane world by the activity of his pastimes, for he is reflected in the minds of recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever-blissful cognitive rasa.
Goloka namni nijadhani tale chatasya devi mahesha hadidama suteshu teshu tete prabhava nichayabhihitashtyena govindamadi purushan tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of the three graded realms, namely Devidam, the mundane world, Maheshdam, the abode of Shiva, and above that, Haridam, the abode of Hari, and above them all is Krishna's own realm, Goloka.
Srishti stiti palaya sadhana shaktire kacha eva yasya bhuvanani bhavati durga Ichchāna rūpam apriyasya ca cheshtate sa govindamādi purushāṁ dhamaham vajāmi.
The external potency, Maya, who is of the nature of the shadow of the chit potency of Krishna, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself.
Chiram yata dadibakada vishesha yogat sanjayate natutatok patagosti heto yaksham bhutama pitata samabaitika yad govindamadi purushan tamaham vijami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, just as milk changes into yogurt when mixed with a yogurt culture, but is actually constitutionally nothing but milk, so Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, assumes the form of Lord Shiva for the special purpose of material transactions.
Dipachareva hidashantamam abhyupetya dipayateva vitahetu samana dharma yastadrageva hicha vishnudaya vibhati govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami.
When the flame of one candle is expanded to another candle and placed in a different position, it burns separately, and its illumination is as powerful as the original candles. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, expands himself in different Vishnu forms, who are all as luminous, powerful, and opulent as he. Let me worship that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda.
Yakkaranana vajale bhajatisma yoga nidramananda jagadanda saroma kuhupa adhada shaktim avalamya param swamurtim govindamadi purushan tamaham vijami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who assumes his own great subjective form, which bears the name Shesha. Replete with the all-accommodating potency, and reposing in the causal ocean with the infinity of the worlds in the pores of his hair, he enjoys creative sleep, yoga nidra.
Yasyaika nishyatita kalamatavalam yat jivandiloma vilajadragadannanata Vishnu mahansahiya yasya kalavishesho govindamadi purushan tamaham vajami. Lord Brahma and the other lords of the mundane worlds, appearing from the pores of the hair of Mahavishnu, remain alive as long as the duration of one exhalation of Mahavishnu's breath. I adore the primeval Lord, Govinda, of whose subjective personality Mahavishnu is the portion of a plenary portion.
Vasvan yatasma sakaleshu nijesu tejak sviyam kriyat pakatayat pidandaratra Brahmaya esha jagadanda vadhana karta govindamadi purusham tamaham vijami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. As the sun manifests its brilliance in a gem, so the original personality of Godhead, Govinda, manifests his special power in a pious living entity, who becomes Lord Brahma and manages the affairs of the universe.
Yat pada pallava yugam vinadhaya kumbha dhunre panama samaye saganari raja vignan vahanta malamasya jagatriyasya govindamani purusham tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose lotus feet are always held by Ganesh upon the pair of tumuli protruding from his elephant head, so that he may obtain the power for his function of destroying all the obstacles on the path of progress of the three worlds.
Agni mahiga ganamambu marundishascha kalastatata manasiti jagatriyani Yasman bhavandi vibhavandi vishandi yancha govindamadi purushan tamaham vijami.
The three worlds are composed of the nine elements: fire, earth, ether, water, air, direction, time, soul, and mind. I adore the primeval Lord, Govinda, from whom they originate, in whom they exist, and into whom they enter at the time of the universal cataclysm.
Yat chakshuresa savitasa kalagrahanam rajasamastu sudamutadashesha teja yasyagya brahmati sambita kala chakro govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
The sun, who is the king of all the planets, full of infinite effulgence and the image of the good soul, is the eye of this world. I adore the primeval Lord, Govinda, in pursuance of whose order the sun performs his journey mounting the wheel of time.
Dharma tapapa nichayakshuta yastapangsi brahmadikita patagavada yastajiva yadattamata vibhavarpakatanha bhava govindamadi purusham tamaham vijami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, by whose conferred power are maintained the manifested potencies found to exist in all virtues, in the Vedas, in the penances, and in all jivas from Brahma down to the meanest insect.
Yaschinda gopa matavendra mahosva karma bandana rupa palabhajana matanoti karmani nirdahati kindacha bhakti bhajam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the original personality of Godhead, Govinda, who regulates the sufferings and enjoyments of fruitive activities for everyone, from the heavenly king Indra down to the smallest insect, the Indra Gopa. That very personality of Godhead destroys the fruitive karma of one engaged in devotional service.
Yang krodha kama sahaja pranayadi viti vatsalya moha guru godava sevya bhavai sanchintitasya sadvishim tanamapareti govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Those who meditate upon him under the sway of wrath, amorous passion, natural friendly love, fear, parental affection, delusion, reverence, and willing service attain to bodily forms befitting the nature of their contemplation. Shriyakanta kantaka padama padusha kalpataravo dhruma bhumishchinta managana maito imamritam katagannam natyam gamamamapi vamsi priyasaki chitanandam jyoti padama pitadasvajimapicha Sayatra Chirabdi Savadisa Dabim Jashtu Sumahan Nime Shadakyo Vajati Nihiyatra Pisamaya Vajeshvetan Vipam Tamahami Hogolo Kamitiyam Vidantas Te Santak Chiti Vadadachara Katipaye. I worship that transcendental realm known as Shvetadvip, where, as loving consorts, the Lakshmis, in their unalloyed spiritual essence, practice the amorous service of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, as their only lover. Where every tree is a transcendental purpose tree, where the soil is made of purpose gems, where water is nectar, every word a song, and every gate a dance. Where the flute is the favorite attendant, where effulgence is full of transcendental bliss. Where their supreme spiritual entities are all enjoyable and tasty, where numberless milk cows always emit transcendental oceans of milk, and where there is eternal existence of transcendental time, which is ever-present and without past or future, and hence which is not subject to the quality of passing away, even for the duration of half a moment. That realm is known as Goloka to only a very few self-realized souls in this world. Ato vacha mahavishnu bhagavantam prajapati brahman mahatta vijnane prajasarge chachinmati panchasloki mimam vidyam vasya dattam nivorame. Upon hearing these hymns containing the essence of truth, the Supreme Lord Krishna said to Brahma, O Brahma, if you experience the inclination to create offspring by being endowed with the real knowledge of the glory of God, then listen, my beloved, to this science set forth in the following five verses. Prabuddhe jnana bhakti bhyam atman jnananda chinmahi udetyanutama bhakti bhagavat prema lakshanam bhamanaistat saracharais tadamhyasaya nirantaram bodhayan atman atmanam bhakti mapyuttamam abhet. When the pure spiritual experience is excited by means of cognition and service, super-excellent unalloyed devotion, characterized by love of God, is awakened toward Krishna, the beloved of all souls. The highest devotion is attained by slow degrees, by the method of constant endeavor for self-realization, with the help of scriptural evidence, theistic conduct, and perseverance in practice.
Yasya shriyaskaram nasti yaya nirvata matnuyat yasadiyati mameva bhaktim tameva sadiyat dharmanannyan padityajya mamekam bhajavishwasan yadrishi yadrishi shraddha siddhi bhavati tadrishi kovannarantaram karma lokoyam manuvartati tenaiva karmana dhyayam mam param bhaktimichyati.
Abandoning all meritorious performances, serve me with faith. Your realization will correspond to the nature of your faith. The people of the world act ceaselessly in pursuance of some ideal. By meditating upon me by means of those deeds, one will obtain devotion characterized by love in the shape of the supreme service.
Aham vishvasya characharasya bijam pradhanam prakatipamangstra maya hitam tej idam vibharsi vide videhi samato jaganti.
Listen, O Vidhi, I am the seed, the fundamental principle of this world of animate and inanimate objects. I am pradhan, the substance of matter. I am prakriti, material cause. And I am the purusha, the efficient cause. This fiery energy that belongs especially to Brahman and that inheres in you has also been conferred by me. It is by bearing this fiery energy that you regulate this phenomenal world of animate and inanimate objects. What follows consists of excerpts from the Sri Krishna Karanamrita by Srila Govamangal Thakur. Translations by Dravidadas, except where otherwise noted.
Chintamani jayati somgarir guru me shiksha gurushcha bhagavan shikipincha mauli yatpara kalpataru pallava shekarishu lila swayam vararasam labadhi jayashri.
All glories to Chintamani and to my initiating spiritual master, Somagiri. All glories to my instructing spiritual master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who wears peacock feathers in his crown. Under the shade of his lotus feet, which are like desire trees, Srimati Radharani enjoys the transcendental mellow of an eternal consort. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Asti sastadunikarag bigalat kalpa prasuna prutam vastu prastudvenu nadalahari nirvana nirvyakulam srasta srastana rudnani vivilasan gobi sahasravratam hastam yastana tapavag mapilodadam kishorakuti.
There is an entity who has the appearance of an adolescent boy, and who is being inundated with desire tree flowers falling from the fingertips of the damsels of heaven. That boy is completely carefree, situated in transcendental beatitude, as he sends forth waves of sound from his famed flute. He is encircled by thousands of effulgent milkmaids, who are feeling extreme pleasure at hearing the sound of that flute. That adolescent boy, the pinnacle of munificence, places liberation from birth and death into the hands of his surrendered devotees.
Bahotang savalasakuntala balam madhuya mugnananam promilam navayovanam pavilasadvenu pranadamritam api nastanakunala vidabito gopi viraraditam jyotischetasi nashtakasya jagatam ekabiramadbhutam.
Let the effulgence personified, Krishna, shine within our hearts. He is wearing a bright peacock plume on his head. His face is steeped in sweet beauty. His fresh youthfulness is bursting forth, and his flute is pouring out murmuring, nectarous sounds of rapture. On all sides, the milkmaids of Braja worship him in adoration. Indeed, he is, amazingly, the only enjoyer and the only source of enjoyment in the entire universe.
Madhuratadasmitam matavamugnamokambudoham madhishikipinchalanchitamanogakachaprachayam vishayavishamasagvasanigunnanichetasime vipalavalochanam kimapidhamachakastuchidam.
Sri Krishna's eyes are long like petals of a blooming lotus, and his very charming lotus-like face is made all the more charming by his extremely beautiful and sweet nectarous smiles. His profuse curling locks look delightful with their decoration of a proud peacock's tail feather.
Let him, the embodiment of all effulgence, forever shine within my heart, which is greedy for the poisonous meat of sense objects. Mukalayamananayanam vajangbibo murali ninada makadanda nirbhadam mukadayamanamuduganda mandalam mukapankajam manasime vijimbitam.
May the lotus of my Lord's face blossom within the lake of my mind. The eyes of that face resemble lotus buds being half closed, and the delicate mirror-like orbs of its cheeks are puffed with the nectarous honey of the flute sound.
Akamani yakashoda mugnamote kalavenu kunitad vitadanindo mamava chivitimbatam murare mododinak kanikapi kapi kapi.
Let my words express even a tiny particle of a particle of a particle of the luscious beauty of Murari, whose artless adolescent figure enraptures me, and whose moon face is worshipped by the soft melodies of his flute.
Vallavanana pani pankada sangive noravakulam, vullapatala patali padivadipada sororuham,
Ullasam Nadaradhara Juti Manjari Sarasananam Vallavi Kuchukumbukunkama Pankilam Babamashriye Vallavanana Pane Pankaja Sangive Nanavakulam Vallapatala Patali Padivari Parasarohan Ullasam Nadaradhara Juti Manjari Sarasananam Vallavi Kuchukumbukunkama Pankilam Babamashriye.
I take shelter of Lord Krishna, who becomes agitated with passion when he hears the sound of his own flute, held in his lotus hands, which resemble newly sprouted reddish twigs. His lotus feet reproach fully blossomed Patali flowers with their beauty, and his amiable face sends forth blossoms of brilliance from his delightfully sweet lips.
Apangareka bidabhangarabi, anangareka rasadanjitabi, anukshanam vallabasundari bir habhyachamanam vibhamashrayamo.
I take shelter of my Lord, Krishna, whom the beautiful milkmaids worship at every moment, with unbroken sidelong glances from eyes tinged red with passion.
Maninu padavachalam bhunde tacharanam bho lalitani yadihyami lakshmani vajavitshu.
I bow down to the feet of Lord Krishna, whose jeweled anklets tinkle and whose footprints decorate the paths of Braja.